This Roto Report is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Game two of the NBA Finals went to the Miami Heat, 98-96 in San Antonio. Yes, the air conditioning was working, and yes, LeBron James played all four quarters, and he was a huge factor. In fact, he was the main reason that the Miami Heat are able to even this series at one game apiece. LeBron with 35 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 assists. A huge one late in the game to a wide-open Chris Bosh, who buried a triple. And the Miami Heat, as they always seem to do, bounce back after a tough loss, and LeBron James bouncing back after scrutiny and all the negativity that he's been facing the last couple of days. And now they have regained home court advantage in this best of seven series, as game number three will be played in Miami. And don't forget, this is a 2-2-1-1-1 format now. So Miami in the driver's seat, and they have yet to lose at home this season. And so LeBron James able to bounce back in a big way. He got help, as I mentioned, from Chris Bosh. That three-point shot late in the game gave him 18 for the contest. Dwayne Wade added 14 points and 7 rebounds. And the other thing that really stood out in this game for me with the Miami Heat was their defense. If you look at game one, the San Antonio Spurs shot nearly 60% from the field, 52% from three-point range, and 77% from the free throw line. In game number two, the Spurs only able to shoot 44% from the field, 46% from three-point country, and just 60% from the free throw line. So the defensive intensity was there. It was turned up for the Miami Heat in this game, and that was a huge factor. They also won the rebounding battle, 38-37. Doesn't seem like a lot when you only win it by one, but when you're undersized, it is a big factor. And so the Heat did what they had to do. They went to San Antonio and got a split in the first two games of the 2014 NBA Finals. And if you're the San Antonio Spurs, you're going to look back at missed free throws in this game. With about 7 minutes to go, the Spurs were up 2 points, 87-85, and Mario Chalmers got called for a flagrant foul as he threw an elbow to the midsection of Tony Parker. So that meant that with a 2-point lead, the Spurs would get 2 free throws and the ball back. Parker missed both free throws. He comes out of the game. They inbound the ball. Tim Duncan gets fouled. He misses 2 free throws. And after those misses, LeBron James comes down and buries a 24-foot three-point shot to give the Miami Heat an 88-87 lead. So the Spurs could have led by 6 points had they made all their free throws. Instead, they're down by 1 point, and Greg Popovich calls a timeout with 5:30 left in the game. To me, the turning point of the game was right then and there. Yes, later on, the Spurs were able to tie it at 90 on a Boris Diaw three-point shot with 4.5 minutes to go. But when you look back on it, in a game that you lost by just 2 points, 98-96, those 4 free throws were huge misses. And I think all the Spurs players and coaches will agree that those misses, along with their offense being stagnant and the ball not moving, key reasons why they came up short in game number two. Tim Duncan, a solid game as he finished with 18 points and 15 rebounds, but he missed those 2 big free throws. Tony Parker, a very good game, 21 points and 7 assists, but he missed those 2 big free throws. And down the stretch, as I figured they would do, LeBron James guarded Tony Parker down the stretch. They put length on Tony Parker. They did it last year. It worked. They did it again tonight. It worked. It gave Parker problems. The Spurs are going to have to try and figure something out there to free up Parker from LeBron James late in the game. He got free one time late in the game on a switch, and he buried a 3-point shot. So that's something Greg Popovich and company will have to try and figure out before game number three. And going back to LeBron James, no problems whatsoever with the cramps in game number two. The air conditioning was fine. 70 degrees was the temperature inside at San Antonio throughout the entire game. And in the postgame press conference, LeBron was asked about whether or not he did anything different. And I noticed it right away. And I told you all this in my podcast the other night. He had those leotard leggings, knee pads, whatever you want to call them on, basically from head to toe in game one when he was cramping up. Yeah, it was 90 degrees, but he really wasn't giving his body any room to breathe with all of that on and the temperature so high. So I noticed it right away in the first quarter that LeBron went without those long leggings and the knee pads tonight. And he also said he did some yoga early in the morning before the game today. So those were the two big differences, along with staying hydrated, with what the Miami Heat trainers and doctors were giving him. But that jumped out at me, and LeBron James came out tonight and was magnificent and showed why he is the best player in the world. 35 points, 10 rebounds. And let's not forget also the contribution of a guy that, you know, won't be talked about a lot when you look back on this game, but 14 points in the starting role for Rashard Lewis, that's pretty big for the Miami Heat. He's become their Mike Miller from last year, that guy that when everybody collapses on LeBron driving to the hoop, they can kick it out, and Rashard Lewis went 3 of 7 from three-point country tonight. So a tip of the cap to Rashard Lewis for his role in tonight's 98-96 win by the Heat. We are all even at one game apiece in the 2014 NBA Finals. What do they say? A series really doesn't get started until somebody wins on the road. Well, the Miami Heat won on the road. This series has started. Game 3 will happen Tuesday night in Miami. Hope you enjoyed the Roto Report. It was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444 or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.